I found John Fitzpatrick in the Archbold Biological Station near Lake Placid in central Florida.
These birds are extraordinarily intelligent from the standpoint of being able to do things they need to do to stay alive.
Fitzpatrick, an ornithologist at Cornell, has been studying the Florida version of the scrub jay for 40 years. As he scans the vast sea of scrub oak before him, he spots one of the birds he knows almost like an old friend.
Right now we're watching the breeding male who's just moved up to the top of a dead snag. He's about 30 feet up right now. On Sentinel, his mate is on eggs about a quarter of a mile away, and he's looking around for hawks. This is a hawk migration season. His name is Blue Silver Green. He was born in 2002, so it's a 7-year-old jay. He's been a breeder here for about 5 years. This bird was born just about a quarter of a mile from this spot and has lived here his entire life.
Florida scrub jays are close cousins to the California jays. Fitzpatrick says these birds have phenomenal spatial memories.
This bird will bury literally 8,000 acorns one at a time from August until November during the acorn season, and it remembers where those acorns are. We've actually watched them dig them up literally by the hundreds.
How do they do that? Well, much the same way we do when we make a little mental note about where we're putting the car keys. We're putting that memory episode in context.
Scrub jays that are caching acorns, as they cache them, they're not just piling down to the ground and piling an acorn in there. They stand, they stop, they look around, they put it into the ground about 2 centimeters down, peck it a little bit. Then they stand up, look at the spot, pick a leaf nearby, and put the leaf on top of that spot.
The leaf, of course, doesn't stay put. But by placing the leaf there, the bird has authored a note to itself about where the acorn is. But perhaps even more importantly, the jays can place that memory in time as well as space.